Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All Saints' Day is what we have today. Now, in 1517, what do we call the night? Well, actually, it's every night. The night before All Saints' Day. Halloween. But it's not Halloween. It's All Hallows' Eve. Now, the other name for saints is Hallows. Okay? So All Hallows' Eve is All Saints' Evening. How many of you knew that? How many of you didn't know that? Quite a few. Okay. And if you remember, when Martin Luther nailed up the 95 Theses, it was the day of All Hallows' Eve. Well, let's talk about what the word saint means. In Latin, the word is sanctus, which is where we get the word saint, okay? But in Greek, it's translated from the word agios, which is holy. Okay? Agios. I always thought that was a pretty word. The word agios appears 229 times in the Greek New Testament, and its English translation 60 times in the corresponding text of the King James Version of the Bible. In the New Testament, saint did not denote the deceased who had been recognized as especially holy or emulable, but rather the living faithful who had dedicated themselves to God. So the word sanctus was originally a technical one in ancient Roman religions. But due to its use in Christianity, the modern word saint in English and its equivalents in the Romance languages indicates a person who's worthy of veneration for their holiness or sanctity in other religions. Now, anytime you see a saint depicted in art, what do you see? A halo. They'll have a halo around them. Why do they have halos?
To show their hearing.
Say it again?
To show their hearing of art.
Well, true. But why is a halo given to somebody?
Saints you see depicted in art are dead.
True.
And have ascended. And the halo is their crown.
But yet, there's many times we see pictures of heaven, not everybody's got a halo.
Well, I think it would be that way. It better be.
Well, we would hope. But the thing is, there are some special people in heaven. All right, so agios. Agios is holy. Okay? Now, what is the word for the Holy Spirit? Anybody know? Agios pneuma.
Say again.
Agios pneuma, or pneuma, because the P sometimes is silent in English. You ever heard of a pneumatic drill? What's a pneumatic drill? It uses air. So pneuma, spirit, actually means air or breath. So the Holy Spirit is the breath of God. Does that bring it a little bit more different than what you're used to hearing? Yeah, we know it's a third part of the Trinity, but the Holy Spirit is the breath of God that comes out with us. But we're going to celebrate the agios today, the holy saints who died in the service of God. But they're the ones we don't know anything about. We know there's a lot of saints because if you grew up Roman Catholic, you had saint day sometimes twice a week, right? Because they recognized people who had given, you know, to the Lord. But what about somebody that dies for the Lord that nobody knows their name? Are they looked at with any less reverence in heaven? No. And that's just as important. That's why this day, November 1st, is All Saints Day. Where we recognize we don't know all the saints, but they're there. Now, it's not often that I will preach a sermon from Revelation, but today I'm preaching from Revelation, and there's a few reasons for that. All right, here's the important passage. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where had they come? And I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. What's the great tribulation? The end times. Okay? The war between the forces of God, forces of Satan. All right? They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And here's the next part. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Well, these people are especially blessed by God. Well, how do we know that? Okay. The Bible mentions two kinds of clothing, and especially in Revelation, garments and robes. Okay. Walk in the white, for they are worthy. Name written in the book of life, I will confess his name before my Father. Okay. You still have a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments. And they walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in the white garments, and I will never blot out his name out of the book of life. And I confess his name before my Father and before the angels. All right, so why are those people dressed in white, but yet they are not having their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb? Let's all be quiet and not speak at once. No, because there are special people. What happened when we go through baptism? I usually give out two things. We just have, we had one here a couple, 3 months ago. What is given out during baptism? A garment, which is a white handkerchief or a white washcloth. Why do we do that? Well, first of all, after we wash the person's head, okay, we use the water and we baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we take the garment and we wipe off the excess holy water. Okay? Because remember, a baptism has to have a visible sign, which is the water, and what empowers it? The Word of God. Okay? So we have Word and a sign. That's what a sacrament is. Alright, so we have that sacrament, we have the water, and we treat it with reverence. And then we take that garment and hand it to the person. Why? What happened at Jesus' baptism? What else? Well, the white dove. Heavens opened up and light shone upon him and his garments glistened. Okay, so garments have to do with baptism. So we all are dressed in white because we've been baptized. So what about the difference in clothing? We have the garments, we know what that is from. How do you get a robe? No, that's the garment. I know.
The robe is heavenly, isn't it?
It's washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's because blood was shed by somebody to get that.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Like the maid,
that's right.
The martyrs.
The martyrs. Okay, if you're martyred in the church, okay, you're considered to have your robes washed in the blood of the Lamb and made white. So, martyrs wear robes, the baptized wear garments. That's what Revelation says. You know, is it true? Well, Revelation is one of those interesting books. But I think it's important to know that people who are martyred in the church are looked at with reverence by the church. That's why we have All Saints Day. That's what today is. I gotta tell you this, we used to joke about that at the seminary because we always called that white handkerchief the holy rag. Like somebody said, well, why don't we give them something nice? Well, it's wipe off water. But we don't want to let that water drip on the floor either, do we? Okay. So What happens when we're baptized? We become part of the body of Christ. We have eternal life in heaven. All the blessings of being a Christian. But yet there's some people that give more. They give their all, don't they? Okay? For what they believe. Revelation tells us, and in fact it even goes into more of what I just read, that there's special places for these people in heaven. And how can we tell they're special? Because those are the saints in the pictures that have the halos about them. Okay. Now, is Pastor Tony right? Yeah, there are some like Mary and things like that that didn't give their lives for the church, but they're considered special too. Okay. But will we all have one? Probably. Okay. I don't know. You know, there's so many things that I want to ask when I get to heaven. You know, I keep a list and say, boss, can we go out for a cup of coffee? Because, man, I got a lot of questions. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, because there's so many things that we do that. Well, today, we celebrate those with halos, that name are put down in the book of life, just like ours, but they've given more that we don't know.